Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of the multifamily journey from dull to vibrant. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the founder of Vibrant Life Coaching, the fabulous Kiki Clark. Welcome, Kiki.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, I'm great. It's great to be here.
Yeah. You and I have known each other for several years. When you had a previous role at a company, which you held for a very long time, talk a little bit about your kind of journey through multifamily.
Oh, yes. It is definitely one that people can understand. I was actually living at this apartment community, and my children were very little at the time, and I would bring them into the back where they had the event, and the lady who was supposed to be there would not be there, and I'd have to be waiting for her. And so it was very interesting because she actually told the team in the office that they should hire me. And so I basically took the job in the back, $18 an hour 20 years ago, and I could bring my kids and make my own schedule. I was like, amen. So I started back there, and then about 3 months later, the supervisor came in the office, and it was raining that day, and I'd come in, and I was just laughing, and I was wet, and it was hilarious. And she was like, oh, no, she needs to work in the office. And so they offered me a job, and I thought about it. I said, well, my family really needs the money, so let's go. They didn't tell me what to wear, what to do, nothing. And I showed up, and my manager quit 4 days later. So it was hilarious. I was wearing clothes from Forever 21. I had never held, like, an actual corporate job before, other than, like, volunteering at a law firm when I was 16. But so it was great because over my career, I held like 8 titles. We had like 5 different presidents in the company. And I ended up at my favorite position, which was director of training. And I loved it so much because I was able to give people what I wasn't given in the beginning. You know, like, this is what you should do. This is going to be really efficient for you to, you know. And so just to explain the whole leasing thing, it was definitely a great process. I would say sink or swim at the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, that is not a necessary and uncommon occurrence where people kind of get thrown in to, you know, to the deep end without a lot of, because everybody's, you know, always busy. And, when companies don't have dedicated, training programs, like probably when you started at that company, they didn't have that in place, which you developed, years Absolutely. Down the road. That's kind of a common thing. So what was the things that you think were beneficial about having a start like that? And what were some of the things that maybe weren't beneficial?
Oh, yes. So the funniest part was I was, you know, so I took the leasing position. So obviously everybody in multifamily knows you work every weekend, right? Except for one, if they give it off to you when they work. And so I'm in there like, okay, what do I need to do? And then this guy who apparently was the owner's son would just be with me on the weekends. And I'm like, what is this guy doing here? Just come to find out that he was just learning about the property too. He really didn't know. And so I was like, this is actually the funniest thing that's ever happened to me. And I just slowly found my way, figured out how to help people. So I think the first thing that was neat is I wasn't told how to connect with people, right? I was able to do it organically. And I realized that these people would come in. They would just keep coming in and keep coming in, right? That's what happens. Your phone keeps ringing. People are there. The fire department's there. Everyone's there. And I realized that the general public was so angry. Like, I was like, what is wrong with everyone? Because I mean, I was a stay-at-home mom for a little bit, and I clearly have a joyful disposition. And so these people would come in, and they would just be, you know, like, beaten down and angry. And so sometimes I would go and cry in my car because I was like, I don't understand why these people are so upset. And so I began to make them laugh. So every time they came in, I was like, they're not leaving my presence until they laugh. And so, I mean, it became like a goal for me. But later when I started training and I started looking into the science of everything, that the nonverbal is way more important than the verbal, and it's how you make them feel over what you say that connects with them. And so I think that was like one of the main things. Like, nobody showed me what to do with that. It was very innate to my personality and just the real care for people. And so that was definitely one of them, for sure.
We got about 5 minutes left in this segment. Tell our listeners a little bit about the fact when you don't have a mentor to mentor you, it can be stressful. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, you basically action dispels fear. You try new things. You cannot be afraid of failure. And you do need to seek out those mentors. There's so many people in multifamily. We always say it's like the largest, smallest industry, mm-hmm. because, you know, you don't want to burn your bridges or anything like that because the properties are sold all the time. But, you know, you just got to keep trying to find that person who will really invest time in you, where they're at, you know, the level 4 of leadership, where they want to really people develop, right? And, you know, what was interesting is when I had started there, I had two, after the manager quit and the two other people that were in the office, I started to, you know, pick up things very quickly, and they did not like when I took a day off. Like, they loved when I was there. And so it was super interesting because at one point my supervisor showed up and I hadn't put the balloons out. These are in the days of, you know, using the helium still, making the balloon flowers, right?
Right.
So I hadn't put them out. And she just came in and she said, hey, why aren't the balloons out? And I just said, I looked at her, I was like, I'm going to do that right away. And in that very moment, I realized that I had to have the proper, like, priorities and perspective, because I was doing everyone else's job first before I did mine. And I didn't give her an excuse or anything like that. I went out, I just put them out there, and it was in that moment where I realized, okay, you know what? Nope, I need to do this. And she was a great mentor to really just hone in on, hey, these are the basics of leasing. You know, yes, make sure you're doing this. You know, and this is how you can lease. This is how you can close. And so just taking a deep breath if you don't have that good mentor and seeking out the space that is good for you. You know, that might not be that office that you're in right now, but let me tell you, if you don't have a really good mentor, aka boss, leader, you can learn a lot from a bad boss, for sure. And then you carry that on to when you do find that good mentor, you're like, aha, now I see the difference. So that's really important in that moment. You know, just don't be afraid of failure. And really defining what success looks like in each stage is really key. You know, if you're in a stage where you don't have that good mentor, you need to write out for you, like, what does success look like for me? And just bullet point, you know, three to five things and work on those as you're learning in that space.
Yeah. And we've got about 2 minutes left. I wanted to ask you, because you've kind of moved on after 2 decades worth of experience in multifamily to where you've become a life coach now. Multifamily mm-hmm. certainly has a lot of chaos just by the nature of the industry. Tell us a little bit about how you adapted from that career to the career you're in now.
Yeah, what was amazing is I really About 4 years ago, I wrote on my vision board, which vision boards are super important because you can put what you want to see in your life on there and take a look at it, a real good look at it. I wrote Pray About Life Coaching. And I thought that was interesting because I hadn't thought of it before. But I realized that as a trainer and as someone who really likes to develop people, that, you know, I was shifting from training and just training to actually coaching people and making real leaders. And so what happened over the past 4 years is getting my certification with Maxwell Leadership for speaking, training, coaching. I launched a program inside the company and had a few other clients as well, able to see this dramatic increase in people just in a 10-week program. They were 24% happier and satisfied with their life, their leadership skills, and their job performance increased. So I knew that I had grown into a space where this is what I wanted to do with people. And that's how we got here.
All right. Fantastic. We're going to talk much more about that later in this episode. I do want to let our listeners know we're going to be taking a short break, but we're going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of the multifamily journey from dull to vibrant. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the founder of Vibrant Life Coaching, the amazing Kiki Clark. I do remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So Kiki, tell us a little bit more about your story from the standpoint of how personal lives in when you're working in multifamily can affect and create or contribute to the chaos that we were discussing in the first segment.
Yes. Be glad to share. Yeah. So I know all the listeners there in multifamily, right? We know it's chaotic in the office. Like, you never know what's going to happen. Every day could be different, right? We have reports that are due on a weekly, monthly basis, and we get all those done. But, you know, just in the general sense, we could have a bunch of chaos. Well, at home, in my personal life, I had some real chaos happening. And it was interesting because I found that I was able to survive and get through that with actually working in multifamily. I mean, multifamily is a great career that you can get into. It's stable. And I mean, as long as you love people, like, you have that job, right? And you can grow in your career. And so as I'm doing this, this is providing for my family. My three kids were little at the time, you know, I mean, this is 20 years ago. So they were barely going into preschool and elementary school. And my ex-husband, who was my husband at the time, he decided to choose, you know, addiction and choose other women. And so I was basically the sole provider of the home while, you know, and so I always am so grateful for multifamily and the career journey that I had, because if it were not for that, I wouldn't have been able to, you know, to sustain my children and I. It was just a huge blessing. But with my home life, it was just interesting to walk through that and not bring that into work. You know, I know that if any of you have ever gone to Disney, you've learned in their customer service training that there's a line, there's like a red line, because Disney, you know, the happiest place on earth. So if you're in character and you cross that line, you're in character then, right? You leave everything back there. And so what was interesting about multifamily is I was like, I had to leave everything at home, like how I felt, all of that, and go to work and, you know, bring that smile to people's face, you know, and affect people, see value in people and empower people during the day, and then go home and deal with this. And so I was telling Paul that's why I wrote my book. My book is about having healthy boundaries in relationships. And it's part of my coaching for relationships, helping women and men figure out how to have healthy boundaries when your relationship isn't going how you would like it to go. And just helping, you know, walk people alongside that, because it definitely plays a toll on your job performance when at home you just are living in something that you can't control and you need to figure out how to make it healthy. And so at work, it kind of happens to us when we end up in this chaos, right? We have to learn how to respond better and not react. We have to choose joy, and we have to make sure our attitude is always at a 10. You know what I'm saying, Paul?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. And so, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, I just wanted to let our listeners know that on the website, on our website, multifamilyradio.com, there will be a link to your book if someone would like to get a copy of it. So please feel free to go there. Perfect. But anyway, go ahead, Kiki. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, that's amazing. Yeah. So I'm always telling people when I'm training and coaching and doing workshops that your attitude is something that people can feel 12 feet away. I know y'all know who Toni Blake is, and she had said that in one of her things, and I looked it up, and it was, you know, just some studies they had done just with the mind and the body. People can feel your attitude up to 12 feet away. And so if you're having chaos at home, you definitely need a coach to help you deal with that. That way, when you're at work, you can perform better, you can lead better, and your anger isn't coming out at work, you know, because you can't do that at home, you know. So there's a fine line in there, and so that's what I like to help people through. Like, we have to remember in all of that, whether you're at home or at work, and just really thinking that, just this crazy town, that we have to choose joy. If we choose our attitude, you know, check ourselves, self-leadership, you know, take that moment, walk the lap, take a deep breath, something. It's very, very important, because we're always influencing the people around us. And so choosing joy is an interesting thing, because sometimes we just think it's like, oh, I'm going to eat this cake and I'm going to feel joy. Or I'm going to go out and have a margarita and I'm going to, it's going to be great. You know, and that's what we sometimes in our minds, we think, oh, this is going to bring me joy. But the real thing is, deep down, we have to choose it. We have to choose it so that we can have the proper perspective and see value in ourselves and see value in other people, for sure. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about managing expectations and how important that is.
Ooh, yes. So, you know, this will help you professionally and personally. So if we manage our expectations well, then we can actually make sure that we see, basically have the proper perspective and we see what we want to see. There's this thing called expectation theory. And there's a story in there where it's like the placebo effect. If any of you have heard that, where they give patients sugar pills and they tell them it's the actual pill. I don't know if you've heard of that, you can look it up. But I mean, 60% of the patients get better even though they've been given a sugar pill because they expect to get better because they expect to be taking the medication. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so in that, like, your brain is so powerful. Okay, your mindset is really, really important. If we expect that we're going to have a horrible day, you're most likely going to have a horrible day. You know, and I know we talk about self-affirmations, you know, as you look into any kind of coaching or any kind of, you know, self-growth or things like that, but they really, really, really work, because if we expect that we are going to have a fun day, we are going to interact well with our team, we are going to, you know, lease an apartment, you're going to do it. You're going to do it because you're expecting it to happen to you. And we can manage that in our brains. There's so much that we need to do to actually tell ourselves the positive things in life. Like, Paul, I want to just ask the listeners right now, like, if you could list really quickly five things that you do well, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If that comes to you really quickly, that is amazing. I'm clapping for you. But a lot of times people have to actually sit for a second and think about it, because we're always telling ourselves the negative part about us and our day and what we did wrong and all the things. But we have to celebrate those good things. That is going to raise your attitude level to a 10. That's going to raise your joy level to a 10. It's going to give you the proper perspective. You know, that's just what's going to happen.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, and let's talk a little bit about perspective. Perspective is something that is very important to this journey, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, in multifamily, we can get jaded quickly. I mean, these people coming in, they're lying to us, they're doing all sorts of things, and just really, really not liking people. I mean, I'll just put it that way, right? Because people just bring us their bad attitude. But we have got to keep our perspective to a level that we see the good in people all the time, no matter how many times they paid their rent late, no matter how many times they didn't answer the phone to sign the paper or whatever it is, right? We have to continue to see that the good in people and then value them. And the way I like to talk about valuing people is really putting like a 10 on their forehead every time you talk to them. These are people even that you don't trust or don't like. It doesn't mean that you have to have a relationship with them. It just means that you're seeing them as a person of value, and you see the good in them, even if you don't, your experience has been different. Again, you don't have to have a relationship with them. And the other thing is to connect with them, connect to your purpose. You look deeper and you see the real need. You see the real need there. Like, a lot of times, all y'all know, we wear the different hats of I'm a counselor today, or now I'm babysitting somebody's kid, or I'm, you know, giving them a key, or now I've got my boss hat on. I have to lead my team. I have to connect with my team. You know, there's so many things happening that we have to look deeper. Like, you might get the facade up front of anger and whatever, but what is the real need? Do they need to just be listened to? Do they just need a moment? You know, and it's really interesting to, when you meet those deeper root needs of people, they connect with you and you really bond with them. It's very interesting.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it here. We're going to be back with the next segment of this episode right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you. Smart is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing the topic of the multifamily journey from dull to vibrant. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and the founder of Vibrant Life Coaching, the fantastic Kiki Clark. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. E-Conserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems and shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learning the truth about applicant income. So, Kiki, we talked a little bit in the last segment about priorities, and I know you wanted to continue in that vein. Talk a little bit more about some of the why priorities are important.
Yes, absolutely. And I know this is a radio show, but I have to tell all the listeners, you have to see this big smile on my face. Just envision it. Envision my big smile. This is so fun. Thank you, Paul.
Yes.
All right. So for priorities, so we're talking about dull to vibrant in this episode, and I think it's really amazing because, you know, if you're managing your expectations well, you have the proper perspective, you're choosing joy, and you have a great attitude, then you're going to be moving from dull to vibrant. You're going to move from that tree that's just branches to a tree that has, you know, leaves and birds in it and all the things, because it's really about your mindset, okay? And so in this, we want to start with priorities. So I want y'all to know that your priorities, it's one, know your value, knowing your value. And you say, what the heck? Why would I put that under priorities? Well, hey, this is multifamily, people, and the general public doesn't understand that they can't come in and cuss you out. They can't come in and act a fool like they do all the time. All right. And why do I say that is because, do you think they do that when they go into like a court of law or the police station? Absolutely not. Because there's a consequence. And so we have to actually train the general public that that behavior is unacceptable. And so I know it takes a second. I think on a general, if you're taking over a property, it usually takes about 6 months to train everyone on there so mm-hmm. that they understand the behavior is not okay. Because if there was not a good leader before you and they allowed that practice, the residents, they just do it. Okay. They just think it's okay. And so you have to be, when you're a good leader and you get that property, you have to take the steps. And so that becomes a priority, because when you cover your people, when you have a team that knows, I can tell them, no, you can't cuss me out. I need you to step away and come back in just a couple of minutes after you've calmed down, and saying it nicely, because that kind of interaction with the residents just drains our cups. It doesn't help us at all. And it just makes us angry and it makes us feel devalued. And so we have to start with that priority that we are of value and we do not have to be talked to or treated in that manner. Okay. That's very important. The next thing, this is incredible. It's such a coaching technique and time saver. You have to know what your prime time is. What do you mean by that, Kiki? I am telling you, you've got to figure out what part of the day you work the best. And normally it's between maybe 9 and 12, like 9 a.m. to noon, right? But a lot of some people, they like the afternoon. They don't like the morning. So you need to find about a two-hour window. Okay, let's just say it's 10 to 12, 10 a.m. to noon. Let's say you are the manager and that is your prime time, okay? You guard it. You teach the team, this is my prime time. Let me get all my stuff done in this prime time. And you just hound it in and that, and you put that expectation, you're managing the expectation, you hear me? And so when you do that, you're able to just boom, 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 boom. You knock out like so much of your work during that prime time that then you're able to go out and be with the team after that. You're able to go do the other things that you need to do, connect with your people, lead them well, because you've already gotten done what you need to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Okay, good. And so you know your prime time, and then what you do with those prime time hours is you put your top items in there. Your top items that you have to do, put it in that time frame, and you will be so much happier because you'll have that. It's many of you might have read the book Eat the Frog First, like you do that big project first and then you can go on to the other ones. Otherwise you procrastinate. And so once you put that important stuff in that prime time, you are going to have the best attitude no matter what happens. And then you can go out and you can connect with your team or reiterate the purpose and the vision. So that is what I want to talk about priorities, because it sets you off on the right track for sure.
Talk a little bit about inspiration and the recognize and refocus aspects of what you think is important.
Absolutely. Yes. So when we have our priorities right and we get all that stuff done, we can actually sit and take time to figure out what's going to inspire us, what's going to inspire the team. I'm telling you, in multifamily, we are so good at getting the work done. Okay, we can hold a lot on our shoulders. We do it all of our own strength ourselves, and we have to bring in the team to empower them to learn how to do all that work as well. And so one of my favorite quotes from John Maxwell is, a moment of thought is worth more than an hour of talk. Okay. And so when we sit, and it's not just like blank sitting, it's like intentional moments, thinking about your systems in your office, thinking about how things are being done, how can we do it better, and trying creative solutions with that. That is going to help you lead the team better, be more inspired with yourself and your team, and this allows you to recognize and refocus. So what I mean by recognize and refocus is let's say your attitude all of a sudden is at a 4, okay? Because you're supposed to be at a 10. You have to recognize, that's the first step, recognize that your attitude has dropped to a 4, right? And then you have to take that moment of thought and refocus. So you need to figure out how I got there, what it was, how can I fix it and not let that happen again, you know? And realize that sounds a little basic, But we're so busy in multifamily, getting the job done, helping people, taking the calls, you know, doing everything, the suppliers, all the things, that we have to recognize when basically what I like to say is our cup is draining. Our cup becomes like half full, you know, because if the cup is empty, we still want to help people, but we say stuff that we shouldn't say. That's most likely what happens there. And so inside that, while we're recognizing and refocusing, we have to label things that are happening during the day and in our lives as energy feelers versus energy givers. And if we can, we need to minimize the energy stealer portion of that, you know, and then we need to do more things that give us energy. And as some examples for that, obviously someone coming in and cussing us out is an energy stealer. And so we need to minimize that. And hopefully we have good leaders who will help us do that. More energy stealers are the comparison trap. So, Paul, what I tell people about the comparison trap is basically, like, you're just like, why can't I be like them? Or why can't I leave like them? Or I don't have that personality. And then you try to be like them. Well, don't do that. You've been made uniquely with a purpose and with your strengths and weaknesses, a.k.a. opportunities. Be you. We need you. So that's a trap. Don't fall in that one. And then some examples for energy givers is listening to a song, taking a deep breath, taking a walk, praying, you know, taking a moment to read a book, whatever it is that gives you energy. That could be singing, you know, do a little dance in the office, whatever it is, you know, you have, it's up to you. Your mindset belongs to you. It's your anchor point to balance everything that's happening around you. And when your mindset is solid in I am going to choose joy, the circumstances have a better perspective around you. And it all happens in your mind.
Yeah, and we've got about a minute left in this segment. Setting mindset is paramount, I believe, to this, setting a positive mindset. Tell us a little bit about how you do that personally.
Yes. Well, right now, an example for right now, because I'm in this space where it's not the regular paycheck. It's coaching, and it is my favorite. But I just keep telling myself, action dispels fear, and success is within my grasp. Action dispels fear, and success is within my grasp. And even y'all could adopt that while you're on in leasing. You know, action dispels fear. You know, maybe you're afraid to ask people to close. Or, you know, you're just new and you barely learned how to walk somebody on a tour, right? Action dispels fear. You keep doing it, okay? And then you will be less and less afraid. And then success is within my grasp. I am telling myself that. And it is within your grasp as well. You're going to get a lease, you know? You're going to make someone's day. And when I have that mindset, then I'm excited about what I'm doing. I'm more passionate because it links me to my purpose. And so that's just one example of how I do it.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decrease reducing the workload on your staff. Zentra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily properties access needs. To get started, visit Zentra.co, 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 or contact your Allegion representative. Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and/or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com. .com/subscriptions.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing the topic of the multifamily journey from dull to vibrant. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and the founder of Vibrant Life Coaching, the awesome Kiki Clark. And I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balance Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Kiki, let's talk a little bit about leading ourselves in this. This is kind of an interesting concept to me.
Yes. Leading ourselves, that's probably the hardest thing for us to do. We as a culture, as people, we're really good at telling other people what to do. But then when we turn it on ourselves and say, are you really doing that? That's when it gets interesting. So personal growth is so important. When we lead ourselves, we're able to lead others better, okay? When we grow in our leadership, and this is one of the workshops that I do, is, you know, the five levels of leadership. You have to know where you are to know where you're going. And so if we're not taking that moment of thought that we need to take to figure out, like, where am I? You know, how can I lead myself in a better attitude? How can I grow as a leader, grow as a person? And if you don't know how to do that, that's why there's coaches, right? That's why we're here, is to help you, because we then are able to give you the tools to lead yourself to grow into your purpose and your potential. And that's what creates that passion and reconnects you to that why and your purpose, especially in multifamily, because it's so easy to just go through the motions. You know, if you've been in here in this industry a while, it's just, you know, it can wear on you. And so you have to take that moment. And when you're growing, then people will want to be around you because they're going to want to grow as well. And so leading ourselves could be like a couple different questions. You know, you taking that moment to assess your mood, you know, your sleep. Did you add value to yourself? Meaning, did you have some self-care, right? And having your, we like to say, find your five things that you like to do every single day, whether that be drink water, work out, you know, be intentional about giving to someone, whether it's time, money, or talent, you know, and just the five things that make you really happy. That keeps you in a great mindset and perspective.
So that's the first thing that you can do, is really find those five things so you can reconnect with who you are and keep those things consistent in your life. And then I want to tell you just a little bit about the law of the lid. So let's just say you worked for someone, and this leader, let's put them at an 8 out of 1 to 10. They were at a leader at a level 8. And you come in, and you're leading, and you're at a level 5. All right, well, you're not going to be able to grow past the 8 because your leader is at an 8. So once you hit that 8, just imagine me like clapping my left hand onto my right hand. My right hand's at the 8, and you're hitting that. You're hitting that like ceiling. You're going to have to look for another job or look for somewhere else to go because you've hit the ceiling of basically the mentor in front of you. And so if you're that person at the 8, you have to figure out how to grow. That's why personal development is so important, so that you don't lose all your good people while you just stay stagnant. Stagnant makes you dull. It makes you tired. It makes everything just require so much more energy than when you are growing and passionate about what you're doing. So that's really important. Now, the next thing I want to say is recognize your default setting. Okay. This is the funniest thing. Like, just think about, you know, your phone has a default setting. You're like, if you're on Chrome, it says restore to default. But do you have one? Like, what is your default setting? Is it when there's conflict, you want to go run and hide? And if you do, that's an area you need to grow in, right? Because there is healthy conflict. There is healthy boundaries, walking away in certain instances. You know, is your default setting just to cry or laugh or get angry and cuss people out? Like, what is the default setting? And that's the starter point. That's what we as coaches call self-awareness. That's where you figure out, oh, this is what I do when this happens. You know, and again, we're super busy multifamily, but if we don't take that moment to figure it out, we're not going to grow. We're just going to keep getting the job done. And we'll work 20, 30, 40 years just getting the job done. But you never move into your potential. You never move from dull to vibrant because you haven't taken the moment to lead yourself well. And then the other thing is you have to really embrace where you are. You can't get down on yourself for being in that space. You know, if you think your leadership is out of 4, okay, that's great that you know your leadership is out of 4. Like, let's work on that and get it to an 8. You know, and you embrace where you are. And then you embrace how special each moment is. So each step on the journey, I guess you could call it, right? That's important in your life and in your career, because then you're going to understand how to mentor someone else to get through that moment, because you have been there before, you know? And that's again, why I wrote my book, to help people through that relational issue and how to get through that. And we just have to remember that, I'm going to tell you, you are influencing others even when you least expect it. So that means if your attitude is at a 6, you're influencing your team and everyone you come into contact with at a 6 level. That's why we have to have the mindset to understand and lead ourselves well, to know in each moment we're influencing someone else. And we might not even know how, or not even know the extent of it, or how it's really hitting them, but we have got to encourage the best in others and really bring it out, because we recreate who we are. And so if we're trying to train and build leaders and have our team go from dull to vibrant, if we don't exhibit that behavior, we're just basically recreating our bad behavior. And we want to recreate the best attitude and the best behavior, and that's why we need to lead ourselves well.
Well, this we could talk about this topic for another couple of segments, but we're coming up to the end of this segment, and I wanted to transition and ask you to tell our listeners a little bit about what you're doing at Vibrant Life Coaching, as well as how can they reach you if they want to reach you? How can they get the book if they want to get the book?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, so a little bit about Vibrant Life Coaching. I have a 10-week leadership deck, and that is a program for personal growth and leadership development, and that's that's a core flagship product that I have that is, you actually get your before and after graphs and you see your own growth in it. And that is incredible. So I have that. I have one-on-one coaching sessions for leaders, executives, so you can grow in your leadership. I also do workshops and then team builds. We have just a fun, interactive leadership experience, and I'm facilitating all that with many different clients. I of course, love the multifamily career and segment inside there. That's always fun to visit and be with. And then working on some keynote speaking now, working on some keynotes right now on this radio show.
Yeah.
And I love that. And, yes, Therese Beasley can find me on LinkedIn, which is K-I-K-I, and then Clark with an E, C-L-A-R-K-E. Don't forget the E. That's funny. Mm. And then actually my email is Kiki, K-I-K-I, at keystovibrant.com. That's K-E-Y-S-T-O-vibrant.com. And that we can just go from there. We can connect, and that would be amazing. And then I also do events. So last year I started hosting Live to Lead, and I hosted that 7 times, which is incredible. And so I'm going to do that every year on an annual basis. It's coming up here in October. I have a virtual and I have an in-person. So if you email me or connect on LinkedIn, you're going to see all those details. And I would love to connect with you and see how we can grow you and empower you to, you know, grow in your life satisfaction, your leadership skills, and even your job performance. I mean, it's incredible. We as humans can do so much more than just get the job done. And we can do it. We can do it with just so much vibrancy and excitement than just being boring.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kiki. We're going to have you back again on the show. It was great. Love your energy, and that's what you've always been known for in the industry was your energy. So thanks for being on. But we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.